such an opposite to a strike. I think I learned it from their parents. Their parents, their parents are pretty hard on them.
Yeah.
They don't like them. They don't need to know that they're Lebs. They're not Aussies. Their parents still on them that they're Lebs, and they instill the Lebanese values.
They're such an insulated society that they're all they associate is with other Lebs, so they don't really taste Australian society. Mm. Then they go to the beach and they see the women walking around in bikinis.
And all they can look at is the horse. And so they don't want their Lebanese boys to marry an Australian girl?
Not at all. Oh, only a good Lebanese girl, that's all.
And what about the
girls? And the boys, they said the Aussie girls wanting around in the
bikinis. And
they're
breeding in there, for a young
fella,
it's a
pretty dynamic thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's also a tolerance on the outside too. Like, we have no idea about the Lebanese culture.
Why don't we know? Why don't we know about Lebanese culture?
If we know about the Lebanese, why don't we know about the Chinese culture and the Japanese culture and the, every other culture? Every other culture that comes into the country. I mean, we can't know everything.
No, but I thought that Lebanese, were really quite a big proportion of the population.
No.
Aren't they? Because there's a lot more.
I think it's only in Newton.
A lot
in Sydney. If you think of the 70s, it was Greeks and Italians.
Yeah, the Vietnamese.
Then we had the Asians.
I mean, a lot of the Asians are really nice people. Very intelligent, very quiet. They assimilate. Sutherland, which is where all the problems start, where Cronulla is. Sutherland's a big Anglo-Saxon area.
Yeah.
Very big Anglo-Saxon area. There are hardly any Orientals, there are hardly any ethnic cultures at all. They're all Aussies down there. And Cronulla is the only beach in this side of the country that has a train station.
Okay.
And all the beds come from the Western
Sheddy to Cronulla. Get off the train station.
Yes, and there they are in the midst of
Australia.
With the Australians. And, and it's going to be a cultural place. I've got nothing against Lebanese people. I've got nothing against any people. But as long as they can respect our ideals, I quite have to respect anybody's ideal at all. I've worked for all time. I've always got some more surprise for them. And they're scared. They're not.